First of all, that you all gonna know that I love you very much. Be'emet. Each and every one of you, if you would know, if you could just imagine how much I'm giving to each and every one of you, you would judge me really to kaf zchut. Because if I want today to take my stuff and to go somewhere else and to live quietly, I can do it big time. I have all of the options to get rid of all of my issues, all of my difficulties, all of my problems, all of my issues in the yeshiva, issues with my neighbors. I have everything that I can, all of the options are open for me, mamash, to go and live quiet life. There's only one reason that I'm here, that it's for each and every one of you to have food in your refrigerators, to have food in your brain, that you're gonna live life of happiness, of joy. This is the only reason that I'm here. Only reason. I can live quietly, I don't need no one. Trust me, I'm in a very good place between me and Hashem, between me and my bank, between me and my wife, between me and everything. I can make it on my own, quietly, benachat. But I will not gonna let myself do that. I'm here for each and every one of you to spend my life with you. And if I would have that ability to sit and to talk with each and every one of you for 1 hour every day, there is nothing that I want more than that. There is nothing that would make me more happy than to sit with each and every one of you and to talk to you until you're going to tell me it's enough, draw, see you tomorrow. Be'emet, be'emet. And every one of you, I believe, that can testify on that, that when I sat with him and talked to him, for me it was the best thing in the world. There is nothing that makes me more happy than to spend time with each and every one of you. I don't want nothing more than that. There is Torah in it, there is Afatzah in it, there is Tefillah in it, there is love in it, there is wisdom in it. U'mitalmidai yoter mikulam. From my student I am learning more than I learn from everyone else. But we have an issue. Rabbeinu said, "Kol ha'olam u'gesher tzar me'od. All of the world is a very narrow, narrow, narrow bridge. V'arikar lo litpachet klal. Not to be afraid at all. This is the main thing. Why not to be afraid? Why Rabbeinu needs to tell us? Because it's a frightening thing to decide that you cross that bridge, and it's a shaky bridge. It's a really shaky bridge, and you're not going alone." Rabbeinu said the Torah not only to bachelors in their 20s. He said it also to Avrechim in their 40s, also to old people in their 70s. He said it also to women, also to children, to people with future, with plans for the future, with people with past, for people with no past, for people that are in jail, for people that I don't know what. Rabbeinu said it to everyone, means that you need to take, it can be that you need to take your family on that bridge, that you need to take all of your parnasa, all of your financial confidence that you have, to take it also on that narrow bridge. Your future, your world to come, your tshuva, your will, your desires, everything you need to take on that bridge. And it's a narrow, narrow, narrow bridge. It's shaking, mamash, to the sides. And you don't see the button. You don't see what's going on. There is a fog over there. But Moshe nichnas el arafel. Moshe is enter into the fog, into the cloud. Why? Ki shama Elokim. Because over there God is Elokim, not Havaya. Judgments, not kindness. He's not afraid of judgments. Like we said yesterday, are you still kicking in suffering? You don't want to accept the suffering? You're afraid from suffering? I'm not afraid from suffering. I don't like that. Lo hen ve lo scharan. But I'm ready, even if I'm afraid, to say it's fear, and I need to ignore it, and I need to make another step. And this is what that I'm doing. And like I told you, I hope you have the ability to believe me. But I'm doing it for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you is important to me more than I'm important to myself. Because to myself I can take care in a minute. It's very easy. Very easy for me. Very easy. Very easy. I don't need to come to details. Very easy. And I'm not choosing it. For me to sit in the class of Rav Yeshua Cohen, for me to sit and to learn 1-2 hours of Gemara, for me to go and to do 3-4 hours of Itbodedut, Benachat, those are things that I can do very easily. For me to take care of myself, to sell my house, to make a huge profit out of it, and to go and to look for something else, it's very easy. But I'm not doing it because I'm trying to establish for us, for you, for our brothers, a yeshiva here in Eretz Israel, in Jerusalem. And not a room in a yeshiva. A place that we're going to be able to bring thousands of Jews. When I spoke with Arav, I told him, Arav, even if you're going to give me a building and it's all going to be mine, it will not going to be enough. Because an English program, it's a program that have to expand and expand and expand, because we have over 6 million English speakers that are about to come to Eretz Israel. This is it. On that we're aiming. We're not aiming low, we're not aiming to the center, we're aiming to the truth. Our brothers are in the exile, and they don't have nothing to look for over there. And they're just terrified to cross that bridge. They're just terrified to take their families and to risk their financial security that they have, and all of their savings and their houses in Florida, in California, in Long Beach, in all of those horrible places. They're afraid. I understand them. It's very frightening. Here you can have your imaginations. No one is rebuking you on your huge screen TV, plasma. And you can, and you have your sofa, and you have your backyard, and you can smoke your drugs. No one is telling you nothing. You can take medicines for your health. You can drink some alcohol. You can dress well and to go out once in a while when you're not afraid, when you got over the last anxiety attack that you had. Okay, now you can go and make a show like you're, I don't know what, I don't know who. And so everything is good. They're afraid. So what's our job? We need to extend that bridge. We need to stabilize that bridge for them. Our friend Ariel, once he wrote a song with me together, he said, when the heart is expanding, also the bridge is expanding. When we're smiling to them, when we're talking to them, when we're hugging them, when we're preparing the ground for them, telling them, hey, we have a yeshiva, hey, we have a house, hey, we have opportunities, you can work with us. When we are offering for them options for the future, it stabilized that bridge for them. They're saying, hey, it's worthy. I have a rabbi. I have friends. I have a house. I have a place. I have a future. It can be. It's more realistic than imaginary, legendary land, promised land from the biblical time. Okay, then. Who can count on that when you don't have confidence, when you don't have faith? So we're working on the faith. And meanwhile, we also need to work on the houses, also need to work on the stores, also need to work on social security and on medical insurance, and we have to bring them everything. We have to offer them everything. I'm an individual. As much as I'm gonna want, I will always gonna stay one person. Always gonna stay one person. I need your help. I need each and every one of you to wake up, to give me a hand, and that we're going to work it together. And you know, I'm telling you that, and it's not a secret. To rent a place, it's an expensive thing. But it's not in heaven. It's not in heaven. We're talking about $5,000 a month, $7,000 a month with all of the expenses. This is it. We're not talking about 50,000 billions a year. We're talking about $7,000 a month. You're going to give 100 from your masrot. You're going to give 100 from your masrot. You're going to give 100 from your masrot. And if it's hard for you, so give 50. But give. If it's so hard for you, give 10. Can you not give $10 a month to that amazing project? And don't only give 10. Call your mother and tell her, "Mother, I'm learning here. Give 10. And if she cannot give 10, so give 5. Give 7. But give. You're 100, and he's 40, and he's 7, and you're 2. Will bring us that yeshiva. And another person that's going to come, going to give another 100. And another person that's going to come, going to give another 2. And we're going to expand, and expand, and expand. We're not eating that money. We barely eat. Who's got time to eat? My wife told me last week, "You eat half of the amount that you were eating 1 month ago." I told her, "I'm sorry, I'm not hungry." Who's got the time to eat? I was eating, now I'm not hungry. What can I do? I'm not hungry. Who got time to think about sitting and eat? Who's got time? Who's got time? Who got time to sit and eat? Finish what that she's putting in the plate. Saying, "Thank you, Ima, toda rabba. Wow, amazing, beautiful. Last bracha. Hala, weiter, moving on. We have so many things to do every day. This is our life. And for what? To make another phone call to Hanan, and to make another phone call to Yonatan, and to make another phone call to Obi, and to come to run to the happiness of Avram, and to come and to talk with another person, and to go and do something with Ariel, and to go to the studio to make another song. For me, I'm singing. For me, I'm singing. Am I a rapper? You think I'm a rapper? Think I'm a singer? I like to sing. Shtuyot, who's got time to sing? And who is paying? I'm paying. I'm paying for the studio. I'm paying for the players. I'm paying for to edit it and to make it. And then for the person that makes clips out of it. All I'm doing for who? I'm watching those clips after it. I'm enjoying with my amazing screen, sitting in my living room, inviting all of my friends for the Hashakat Bechora premiere. Watch my new clip that I made. It's all that Avram gonna have the ability to hear another song. I received a text a few days ago from Jonathan, our friend from Yad Binyamin. I'm listening to the 9th song, that song that I said that I wrote with Ariel from the first album. The 9th song, I'm hearing it over and over and over. That song that we just now talked about. 1 week ago text, or 2 weeks ago text from Jonathan from Yad Binyamin. "Rabbi, I listened to that song over and over." For that. All of the books that I illustrated, that I made for Rav Shalom. And they're all being spread in the world. I told you that. I went in Uman. Every time in Uman when you come to Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu is landing you in Uman. All Ramach Evarim Veshesa Gidim are landing. All of your organs are landing. 100% landing. He brings you to rock bottom. This is it. You're totally humble in the eve of Rosh Hashanah. No matter which imaginations you had when you planned to come, you are landing big time and crashing. Totally, everyone. It can be with the apartments, it can be with the prayers, it can be with the food, it can be that you haven't received your luggage, it can be with your wife screaming, "Take your head off," 5 minutes before the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Something gonna bring you down in the eve of Rosh Hashanah. And me, like every other Jew, in the eve of Rosh Hashanah, in a miracle way, made it out from the mikveh and started to climb back somewhere between the maces and then trying to find myself. And I see that I am totally empty. I left myself in the mikveh. I don't know, the clothes are walking somehow back to the house. Empty person, empty, dragging myself somehow with a wet towel back to the apartment in the 9th floor in that Ukrainian building. Wreck. And okay, Baruch Hashem, dragging myself, and I'm saying to myself, it cannot be that you're so empty. You brought this year over 20 people to Rosh Hashanah, to Uman with you, friends and students, and also you have a class to give in the night in Nekuda Tova, and also they invited you to talk in another place, and you're here, and you're in Uman, and you have so many good things with you, and your children are here, and why you suffer so? You don't have nothing. How can it be? And suddenly I saw a little child sit with his father holding Tikkun HaKlali that I illustrated. And they're saying one word after the other, the Tikkun HaKlali. Michtam, Michtam, LeDavid, LeDavid, Shomreni, Shomreni, El, El, Ki, Ki, Chasiti, Chasiti. And I see that, and suddenly, like from a nightmare, from a dream, hey, it's my Tikkun HaKlali. It's my Tikkun HaKlali. And that thought just crossed my mind. If just my share in the world to come gonna be not the reward on all of the mitzvot and the tshuva that all of people made and all of amazing things that grew up, just if I'm gonna have the MP3 recording, they're gonna connect me to the SoundCloud of all of the voices that children made when they read my books. I'm just going to hear them saying, oh, here is that the rabbit. Oh, this is little Nachman. Oh, this is David when he was young. Oh, look, a porcupine, the ball. Look at the clouds. Look, and the laughing. And if just they're going to connect me to that MP3 file, this is it. I don't need nothing else in the world to come. If just they're going to let me to be connected to that, this is it. Just one ear. Let me hear it with one ear. When you help in this distributing,
yes,
distribution, okay, lafit,
distributing,
what?
Distributing
that light of faith, what that's gonna grow from it, you cannot imagine. With small donation, with small support, that each and every one, what's the problem to give $50 a month? We're gonna build a yeshiva. We have over 1,300 friends subscribed to us in YouTube. If every one of them gonna give $1, you know what it's gonna be for us? If every one of them gonna give $10, you know what it means for us? It means that we have everything that we need. We can open a yeshiva. We can open a new dorm to the bachurim, to the guys, that they live in conditions that are not enough. It's not enough. When I spoke to Arav, he said to me once, Am Israel, I asked him about how to arrange the apartment that's going to be comfortable. He told me, Bnei Israel are Bnei Melachim, they're princes, they are sons of kings. You need to make it royalty for them. That everyone going to have a king-size bed, that everyone going to have a carpet in his room. Really, it's true. Why you need to live like in the army? What, are you soldiers? Why? No electricity, and I need to talk to them. Look, guys, you're using too much chashmal, electricity. Last month, you were... I want to talk to you about electricity. Use it! Come sit in my living room, enjoy my air condition. I want to talk to you about money. This is my trouble that I need to talk to you. This is my exile that I need to talk to you about money. I need to ask people to give $5, to give $10. This is a shiur that I want to give. This is what that I have to give. This is what that Hashem gave me to give. I want to give you Torah, water that comes out from Zion. I want to give you Torah, the ability to connect yourself to Hashem. But what can you do? You have a soul and you have a body. And we have to support that body. That body can collapse in a minute. The bridge is very, 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 very narrow, very, very thin. And you have to cross it. You have to cross it. We're going to have to cross it no matter what, and we will. Because Rabbeinu said, don't be afraid. But why not to go together? When you're afraid, when you're alone. But when you're a company, it's not the same darkness. When you're three, you're a group. When you're seven, who can beat you? When you're 10, when you're 20, when we're 50, when we were 100, when we are 200, you think that it's far away? Look at all of those poor American guys that are walking empty in the streets here, coming for 1 year, for 2 years to Jerusalem, and every evening they're smoking and drinking and going to the pubs and they're going to the clubs. And why? Because they don't have a solution. The parents pay tuition, $20,000 a year, and the yeshiva took it all, and they don't offer nothing to those guys. You know what I can do with $20,000 from every guy? That guy, they're going to receive that $20,000. What do I have to do with it? I'll take $5 from it for my parnasah. What do I need for myself? I have everything that I need. I already have everything that I need. But for you, how can it be that the yeshiva receives $20,000 a year for a bachur, for a guy, and he's not busy 24/7? How can it be that he's got hours on hours to look for drugs in the streets, to look for alcohol, beers, and women, and to go and to play football in Azra Bira and in Gansaker? Why? Why it's supposed to be like that? Cannot hug the guys? No, they can. But they don't want. They want the 20,000. I'm sorry. They rather to have that 20,000 for the rabbis, for the chief rabbi, for the administration, for expenses, for I don't know what, for fundraising in New York. Imaginations. They don't care about the guys. Bottom line, they don't care about the guys. All of those broken guys are coming in the end to hear, and we need to hug them and to heal them and to kiss them and to promise to them a better future. And then they're saying, but in 2 months I have to go back. Because they already spent their year here. They already spent the 2 years here. And this is it. A broken vessel. They're saying, oh, I'll try to be in touch. Bezat Hashem, I'm going to keep on watching your YouTubes. It's pity. The pain is on them. The pain is on our brothers. When they live here, Eretz Israel, you don't know what's going on with them. They are crashing big time over there in Miami. This is it. It's rock bottom. Really, they meet the Slaim, the rocks. Really, really, they meet the rocks over there. This is it. The proof for that is that no one ever came back. All of them promised, Rabbi, in 1 year I'm with you, I'm just finishing my degree, and I say, I'm coming, no worries. Yeah, yeah, I heard you. No worries. I'm not going to rebuke you. I'm just going to pray on you. They're not coming back, and you know why. This is home. And each and every one of us, think about it. I'm telling you, really, big time, think about it. The Emunah channel is open, is built, founded, active, works. This is it. There is a monthly donation. Push the key. You donate $50 a month. This is it. It's coming to my bank account. I'm using it. I'm not buying marshmallow. I'm not making barbecues. If I would, I would buy for you and I would invite you. I'm not drinking beer. Chaim was in my house in Shabbos. He brought a bottle of wine. In the end of the Suda, he asked me, what, you're not drinking in Shabbos? I told him, no. So you can take the bottle. He said, no, I brought it as a gift. I said, okay, so you're going to meet it in Purim. I'll bring it to the feast, don't worry. We're not doing nothing. The same jacket for 3 years. We're not replacing cars, we're not buying real estate, we're not doing nothing. We're just trying to come to the yeshiva every day. And if you would know what I'm giving to come to this yeshiva every day, you wouldn't believe me. You would not believe me, because all of you together not putting the effort that I'm putting to come here for 20 minutes a day. All of you together in a week not putting the effort that I'm putting to come here for 20 minutes once a day. And I understand that you cannot understand it. But believe me, I will not gonna lie in front of Hashem. And I'm in front of Hashem 24/7. I'm in front of Hashem. I'm in front of the Creator. I said it to Rav Shalom. 2 days ago in Motzei Shabbat, I took him to a class. We went in the car, we talked. I told him, Arav, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to Hashem. Hashem gave me that power of understanding, that way of thinking, that also when I'm talking to people, I'm talking to Hashem. What can I do? I came to that place, Hashem gave me that gift. I remember Hashem when I'm talking to each and every one of you. I remember Him. So I'm talking to Him. And I'm carving the way for you, for each and every one of us, to Hashem in every step that I make. And in every prayer that I pray. I'm not praying on myself. I'm not at all praying on myself. I don't have a prayer on myself that I can tell you I pray on myself and I've been answered. I'm not. Every day I pray half an hour on our Rabbi Rav Shalom Arush. Every day. Every day I pray half an hour on all of Am Yisrael. Every day. And every day I do tshuva on every detail that I can remember from yesterday until today. This is the beginning of my Bodedut. Every day I have those three parts. Every day. Every day. Every single day. Until 120. This is my Bodedut. More than that, I will pray more on you. I will not gonna pray on myself. I don't have what to pray. Because my life, it's your life. I live on you. I live on your happiness. I live on your smile. I live from your success. This is my success. What can be my success? That I'm gonna finish another page of Gemara? It's not a success for me. It's not a success. For me, it's empty, like I told you. Empty Torah, empty Tefillah. I told you from the bottom of my heart. If I'm wasting my time to learn a page of Gemara when I can sit with 20 people and in front of camera another 20,000 people that can watch us, isn't it waste of time to learn a page of Gemara? I will make a phone call to Yosef or to Obi, gonna tell them, please, if you can come with the camera, I'm opening a book in my house. And this is it, and I will sit in front of the camera. I said it to Rav Shalom. I said it to him. I told him, Arav, they need to bring a photographer, a videographer, to walk with you 24 hours a day. Arav, you are something interesting. Arav, people want to see you. Arav Shalom entered to the car. Arav Shalom entered the building. Elvis left the building, you can say. And Arav Shalom left the building, you cannot say. Why? Arav Shalom is lower than Elvis. Are you crazy? Rav Shalom went to give a shiur in Bnei Brak. Rav Shalom on the way to Ashdod. Oh, Rav Shalom is here. Rav Shalom is there. He went out for a meeting. Why not? Why not? So they're not cooperating. They're dumb. They don't have brain. They don't know how to do a fatzah. So we're going to film me. I'm not interesting like a Rav, but I'm also something. So we're going to go after Rav Dror. Rav Dror left the building. Am I worse than Elvis? Yes, but so what? Poor Elvis, we miss him so much. Where is Elvis when you need him? Thank you, Rabbi. Say, be strong. Be strong.
Guys, if anyone needs help setting up a monthly donation, you can talk to me. My number will be.